Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 27, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. TUM and Numeral help FIS expand across Europe. Next-gen core banking provider TUM has announced a partnership with bank orchestration platform Numeral set to help financial institutions and fintechs expand across Europe. NatWest CEO steps down following Nigel Farage mishap. NatWest CEO Alison Rose has announced her decision to step down after she leaked information regarding Nigel Farage's bank account closure. Visa. Embedded finance to be a $242 BLN opportunity in APAC by 2025. In November 2022, Visa has commissioned a study which revealed that embedded finance will unlock $242 billion in revenue by 2025 across SMBs and consumer segments in APAC. SEPA Express partners with Tink. Account-to-account. A two-way payment provider SEPA Express has announced a partnership with open banking platform Tink to improve its payment solutions across Europe. Form 3 completes FedNow service certification. Cloud-native account-to-account, a two-way platform Form 3 has completed testing and certification for the FedNow service, the Federal Reserve's instant payment offering. GoCardless declared the official payments partner for Swim England. UK-based open banking provider GoCardless has been declared the official payments partner for Swim England. Simple introduces a pay-after-delivery system. India-based checkout network Simple has launched the Simple Pay After Delivery, SPAD, offering to improve the convenience of Indian customers. NetEase Games taps Checkout.com to accelerate its expansion. China-based NetEase Games has tapped global payment solution provider Checkout.com in a bid to accelerate its expansion. Shopify launches a pay-in-full business credit card. Canada-based commerce platform Shopify has announced the launch of Shopify Credit, a business credit card made for the platform's merchants. Walmart and Expedia Group launch travel benefit for Walmart members. Walmart has chosen Expedia Group to offer new benefits to Walmart Plus members, including the ability to get Walmart cash by booking vacations. Ripple launches CBDC pilot with Republic of Palau. U.S.-based blockchain company Ripple has partnered with Republic of Palau to launch a USD-backed Palau stablecoin, PSC, on the XRP ledger. Binance withdraws its application for a license in Germany. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has confirmed that it will no longer pursue licensing in Germany due to recent regulatory constraints. Mali integrates with Klaviyo. Today Mali, one of the fastest-growing financial services providers in Europe, announces a new integration and joint marketing effort with Klaviyo, a marketing automation and customer data platform that drives revenue growth for businesses of all sizes. TrustMe launches to tackle B2B payment fraud. TrustMe announced its official launch as a pioneering leader in business payments security. TUM and Numeral join forces. TUM, a leading next-generation core banking provider, and Numeral, a leading bank orchestration platform, today announce a strategic partnership to empower financial institutions and fintechs to efficiently launch and expand across Europe and the UK. Leveraging a robust and resilient pan-European payment infrastructure and the rapid speed to market of new offerings and services enabled by both solutions. Viva Wallet introduces Apple Tap to Pay. Viva Wallet, a leading European cloud-based neobank, now enables UK merchants to seamlessly and securely accept in-person contactless payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone and its Viva Terminal iOS app. Finastra and Thunes, the global benefits and potential of alternative payment rails. In the final episode of this four-part FinExtra TV series, Dewei Wang, head of strategic partnerships, Thunes, and Tim Forster, director, sales and strategic partners, financial messaging marketplaces at Finastra, discuss hotspots for cross-border payments. Exploring specific regions and markets, we cover cross-border payment democratization, the role of alternative payment rails in encouraging financial inclusion and reaching ESG goals, the business benefits they offer and how the trend extends to the US and Europe. eToro constructs fintech portfolio. eToro has constructed a passive investor portfolio composed solely of shares in 40 leading fintech companies. Warwick Business School opens Fintech Research Center. Warwick Business School has opened a research center for financial technology backed by a $3 million donation from Clive Gilmore, an alumnus of Warwick University and CEO and Group CIO of Mondrian Investment Partners. Agile ESG reporting software key in evolving regulatory landscape. Mounting regulatory requirements and growing stakeholder pressure is driving a surge in demand for ESG reporting and data management software, creating a multi-billion dollar market that vendors need to keep up with, according to a report from research firm Verdantix. Japanese regulators approve code of conduct for ESG evaluations. The Technical Committee for ESG Evaluation and Data Providers, chaired by Tetsuo Kitagawa, Professor Emeritus of Aoyama Gakuin University and specially appointed Professor of Tokyo Metropolitan University, extensively discussed the current status of ESG evaluation and data, challenges faced by stakeholders in the appropriate provision and use of ESG evaluation and data, and future developments, and compiled the report of the Technical Committee for ESG Evaluation and Data Providers on July 12, 2022. SEC proposes new restrictions on the use of predictive analytics. The Securities and Exchange Commission today proposed new rules that would require broker-dealers and investment advisors, collectively, firms, to take certain steps to address conflicts of interest associated with their use of predictive data analytics and similar technologies to interact with investors to prevent firms from placing their interests ahead of investors' interests. SEC adopts rules on cybersecurity risk management and incident disclosure. The Securities and Exchange Commission today adopted rules requiring registrants to disclose material cybersecurity incidents they experience and to disclose on an annual basis material information regarding their cybersecurity risk management, strategy, and governance. Cross River expands Plaid partnership to offer real-time payments. U.S.-based embedded financial solutions provider Cross River has partnered with Plaid to offer multi-rail payment solutions to U.S. businesses. Klarna partners with U.K. luxury store Liberty. AI-powered global payments network providing buy now, pay later solutions Klarna has partnered with U.K.-based luxury store Liberty to offer payment flexibility. Microsoft partners with PayPal to offer flexible payments. Microsoft has extended its partnership with PayPal and integrated the latter's Pay Later solution in the US, UK, Australia, Germany, France, Spain, and Italy. Safaricom, EDOMX to extend BNPL services to Lipa na M-Pesa businesses. Africa-based telecommunication company Safaricom and US-based lending provider EDOMX have partnered to extend BNPL to Lipa na M-Pesa businesses. Viva Wallet adds Tap to Pay on iPhone. Cloud-based neobank Viva Wallet has introduced a Tap to Pay on iPhone option for businesses in the UK to accept contactless payments with no additional hardware required. ClauseMatch forms mutually beneficial partnership with Risk Inc. RegTech ClauseMatch has partnered with risk management consultancy Risk Inc. to augment its compliance processes and mutually benefit from customer referrals. Canada's financial regulator plans new guidelines for crypto asset exposure. Canada's financial regulator has proposed new capital and liquidity requirements for bank and insurer crypto asset exposure. Palau and Ripple pilot government-backed stablecoin. Western Pacific Islands state the Republic of Palau has teamed up with Ripple on a government-issued stablecoin pilot. Cardless appoints first COO. San Francisco-based financial technology firm, Cardless, Inc. today announced it has appointed Fitz Tepper as the company's chief operating officer. CloudPay picks Nuvei for fast, flexible payroll offering. Nuvei Corporation, Nuvei or the company, NASDAQ, NVEI, TSX, NVEI. The Canadian fintech company, and CloudPay, a leading global employee pay provider, are today announcing a strategic partnership that enables CloudPay customers to access faster, more flexible payroll solutions. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.